You're way too hot to be a hot mess friend, and getting organized is the fast track to creating a life you love. Welcome to the Get Organized for Good podcast, where we maximize our productivity, cultivate purposeful habits, and have more fun. I'm your host, Corinne Morahan. I'm a professional organizer and business strategist, and I went from being stressed out and annoyed all the time to living my best life and running my dream business. I did that by finally getting organized, and I want to help you do the same. So let's do the damn thing. Hello, friend. Today, we are going to get tactical. One of the big excuses that I hear from women is that they can't get organized because their family won't help. Or if they do get organized, their family will just mess it up. So really, it is all our family's fault. All right. Episode done. It's our family's fault. Okay, families, if you're listening, we love you. It's not actually all your fault. So before I got organized, I really was kind of pissed off all the time. And there's a lot of reasons for that, which we won't get into now. But part of that was because my house was not organized. I truly have an amazing husband. And I feel like in this day and age, you need to say, like, I like my husband. I actually enjoy his company. But I really felt resentful of him and of my kids too. Like all of the hugs that I would get from them and them hanging on me just felt like another invasion of my peace. That doesn't sound good, but it is true. And a big part of this was because I felt like the responsibility to keep our house and life going was mine and mine alone, no matter if this was based in reality or not. And it really wasn't, but it's how I felt. So it was my reality. So it was my truth. And I realized that I don't want to be someone who is resentful and annoyed. I think some people enjoy being resentful and annoyed all the time. I did not want to live like that anymore. And I decided that we were going to make some changes so that I would not have to spend the entirety of my adulthood feeling resentful and annoyed after I had spent the entirety of my teen years feeling highly anxious and also annoyed. No, all right. We're getting off track. Let's get back on track here. Okay. I want you to hear this loud and clear. You do not have to be perfect to be deserving of help. So why am I saying this? Well, I have seen how this stands in the way of even asking for help. Women feeling like they have to be running the house perfectly, or they have to be perfectly organized with their belongings to ask for help. Like, we somehow need to get it right first to be worthy of asking for help. The problem is, if we don't ask for help, we're not going to have the ability to be on top of all of our things because there's just too many things to manage. So we are setting ourselves up for failure. And you, the person listening to this, deserve to have just as much fun as everyone else in your household does. Do you ever find yourself in your house and people are just doing their thing, having fun, and you're busy running around tidying up or making sure dinner gets cooked or whatever it is we're doing and no one else is helping? Yeah, we're not going to do that anymore because everyone in your house needs to contribute. And you might be thinking, yes, they do. But how do we make this happen? Well, I am so glad you asked. I have a few steps that you can take to get there. So the first thing you have to do is you have to tell everyone how important getting organized is to you and also the impact that it will have on your family. I love a script, so I'm going to share a couple with you today in case you want to try them out. So for your partner, it could sound something like this. Hey, babe, can we chat? I know I've made some offhand comments about how the mess in the house is stressful, and maybe I've even been a little short with you, but can we have a serious chat about how the clutter in the house is impacting me and our family and what I think we could do about it? Doesn't that feel so simple? Or actually it might feel like weird or hard. But even if that feels like something so out of the realm of what you want to do, can you make yourself try it? Because I have seen how this simple conversation can create a massive shift in relationships. Truly, I've seen it time and time again. I heard my husband say once that if something doesn't really bother him or matter that much to him, then why would he not go along with what really matters to me? I know, he's kind of amazing. But truly, if it doesn't matter to him, then rather than just saying, it doesn't matter, so I'm not going to do it, he asked himself, why not just go along with it if it matters to me? And that gave me an entire reframe around the conversation of getting our partner on board, because so many of us want it to matter as much to our partner as it does to us. And that is leaving us broken and resentful. Like if we are waiting for it to matter to them as much as us until we do something about it, we're going to be waiting a long time. Now, the reality is clutter is a real issue, even if it doesn't feel like it is to our partners, even if it doesn't feel like it matters to our partners, it most likely is impacting them. According to the Center for Neuroeducation, since our brain is naturally predisposed to favor order over chaos, constant visual disorganization can tire out our brain. It can impair our working memory, and it can make it harder and harder to regain focus. There are also studies that show when we are around clutter, our body releases cortisol, and this is obviously correlated to stress and anxiety, which can impede learning. So, of course, I think it is important to educate our partners on the many benefits of getting organized, not to mention all the less nagging we will be doing and the smoother home life you'll get, right? So there is a piece of trying to get this to matter to our partners that I think can be helpful. But if all else fails, you can bribe them with sexual favors. Okay, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding, but I'll pretend I'm kidding. Okay, so we really can't make our partners think it's as important as we do. But we can, however, ask them to participate because it is important to us. And we have to commit to not going down the rabbit hole of feeling guilty, having our partner do something they might not want to do. Because really, isn't that what marriage is all about? Asking our partners to do things they don't want to do. Okay. You got me in a mood today, friend. So we're just going to lean in because I don't feel like re-recording this. So you are stuck with this episode. Okay. So shockingly, getting our kids on board is not that dissimilar. We have to be super clear on why it is important for them to get organized and what exactly we want to see from them. So for our kids, it could sound like, you may have noticed that I'm yelling more than usual, and I would like to stop that, and I'd like to have more fun and hang out with you more. But for that to happen, I am going to need to set a new expectation that you help out more around the house, and I will be super clear on what I mean. Okay, I threw in that last part because here is the reality. If we are not super explicit on what exactly we want to see happen, no one will know what we want done. And their help might not feel so helpful after all. And therefore, our resentment might linger. We still might be yelling, right? We're not getting at what we want to get at. So I had a therapist tell me once to keep in mind that people are not mind readers. I know that was really not a great thing to learn, although actually was very helpful in life. So people can't read our minds, same way we can't read other people's minds. How often do we think someone is thinking something and we are way off base? So we need to be super clear on our ask. So this might be something like, I need all of us to put our shoes away in the closet on the shoe rack in there when we get home. I want to see your clothes put in the hamper every time you take them off. I expect us to make our beds before we leave the house. See how clear that is? We are not leaving any room for questioning. Now, will they make their beds exactly the way you want them to? Probably not. But if the ask is to have the bed made before you leave the house and you are very clear on that, that is something that can get done with a very clear ask. So I want to share a little bit about our after school routine for my kids. And it really more impacts my daughter now because she still packs a lunch and I still need to go through the stuff in her backpack. So when she gets home from school, she is immediately supposed to unpack her backpack and repack her lunch and do her homework. And when I say get home from school, sometimes that is before she has to go to dance. Sometimes it's after dance. And let me tell you something. My daughter, who's amazing and actually really enjoys organizing, does not enjoy this routine still, even though we do it every single weekday. It's not the thing she wants to do when she gets home. I get that. But I have realized that if I don't hold firm on this, this either ends up being a fight later in the night or it doesn't get done and it leads to a frantic morning, both of which we want to avoid. So I have tried compromising, but it just doesn't work for us. So even though she might push back, and she's allowed, kids are allowed to complain. She doesn't, you know, our kids don't have to do these things happily. They just have to do them. And so even though she may push back, she will still get it done. She will unpack her lunch. She will repack it for the next day. She will make sure her backpack is unpacked and repacked. So we have to keep in mind that our family might not want to do it and they might not do it exactly as we want them to. And that is okay. That is okay. Because even though in the moment they might be grumbling, when these little routines add up to a much smoother life and add up to you getting much more help, you are nicer. You yell less, you nag less, you're more present, you have more time to hang out with them. And ultimately, that's what our kids want, right? That's what our partner wants. They want us to be calm and our best selves and fully present. And we are really only able to do that when we have help with all these things around the house. So here is something that we all need to keep in mind. Doing things that aren't fun is a part of life. And we can make them as fun as we possibly want because all of these moments make up our life, right? These are not things we do to like get through the day so that we can live life. I hate to break it to you, but this is life, right? All these things we do. But it doesn't mean we're going to love every moment of it. And teaching our kids that everyone who lives in our house needs to contribute to keeping the house organized doesn't just make your life easier. It is teaching them a super important life lesson. They will always have to do things in life that they don't want to, and they can choose to be miserable about that, or they can choose to make it fun and enjoyable and just get it done so that they can then get on and do the things they really want to do. And teaching our kids this young helps them turn into adults that will do all the things they don't want to do, even if it's not fun, and actually work to make those little life moments as enjoyable as possible. And I want you to fully wrap your head around how empowering it is for our kids to know that they have the skills to organize and to be on top of their day-to-day and that you trust them to do it. Unfortunately, we can't build confidence in our kids by telling them how great they are, and I know we all try, but confidence does not work that way. Confidence grows out of mastering a skill and out of gaining independence and out of trying and failing and trying again and succeeding. And that confidence only comes from doing. Teaching our kids exactly what to do and then empowering them to do it with no criticism, but maybe a little bit of encouragement, is so good for them. And I'm not supposed to talk about my kids too much, but I've shared a story of my daughter. I'll share a story of my son. My son goes away to sleepaway camp. And at camp, they are responsible for making sure their laundry gets done, folding it after it gets washed. They don't actually wash it, but they are responsible for folding it, putting it away, making their bed, keeping everything tidy. And my son spends the summer at sleepaway camp, and he finds all of this 0% stressful. The fact that he has to make his bed and put away his clothes does not in any way impede from his summer fun, because he's so used to doing it and used to doing it without complaints. And what I found super cute was that he actually comes home and tells me that it is slightly frustrating that his cabin mates don't actually keep their areas tidy. It doesn't like ruin his fun, but it's just so interesting that, you know, last summer he was a 13-year-old boy, notices the way that other people keep or don't keep their areas. And these are skills that he will take with him for the rest of his life. So in those moments where you feel like, you know, my kids have a lot going on, I don't want to ask them to do one more thing, or my partner's already stressed with work, I don't want to, you know, put more on them. You've got a lot going on too, friend. You deserve to have fun. You deserve to have downtime. And having our partner and kids get on board doesn't just make your life easier. It actually makes their lives easier. And for our kids, is teaching them a very important skill. And maybe for our partners, teaching them an important skill that they haven't learned yet either. All right. So our big takeaways from this episode are this. In order for getting organized to be sustainable, you have to get your family on board. And to do that, you need to explain why it's important and what exactly you want to see from them. And you need to not feel guilty about this for one single second, because everyone in the house benefits when you all get more organized. Getting organized makes everyone in the house, not just you, calmer. It really does. And the act of organizing builds confidence in our kids. And this is true of kids when they're little, and even kids who might be about to leave the house. Now, you might have to compromise your standards a bit, but as always, we are going for progress over perfection. And if all else fails, bribery is a very powerful tool. Have an amazing day, friend. Thank you so much for listening. If you are loving the show, it would mean the world to me if you would take 30 seconds and subscribe to the podcast. It's super easy. Just go to the upper right corner, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and click the subscribe button or tap the plus button. You're amazing.